So now Israel was complete, body and head.
那么以色列呢现在是完全了，有头有身体。
Now if you add 40 years, the figure of, so connected to Israel, what do you get?
如果你把这个40加上去的话，你得到什么呢？
You get 2007.
你加到了这个2007年。
So the Bible code says 2006. I figured probably more likely 2007.
那么这个是圣经密码里面说的是2006年呢，或者说呢，可能按照他的想法呢，可能2007年。
But when I reconsidered the matter, I realized we were talking about the same year.
那么他再想了一次呢，他说，哎，原来发现呢，原来说的是同样的一年。
Because I said that his date is based on the Jewish date.
那么这个圣经密码里面这个人呢，他所说的年份呢是犹太人的年。
And the Jewish year starts.In what is our end of the year, that is around September, October.
那么犹太人的年是在九月份和十月份，我们的九月份和十月份的时候开始新年的。
That means it starts in 2006, towards the end of 2006, and goes on to 2007.
那么犹太人的这一年呢，是在2006年的年底的时候呢开始，一直进到2007年。
So I was somewhat shocked or surprised to find that.My approach from a completely different direction for a completely different reason ends up with the same conclusion.
那么他觉得很奇妙呢，就是他的这个想法呢，因为从不同的角度呢，跟这个人写书的人呢，竟然是很相同。
This does not mean it has to be 2007. As I said, if there is repentance, if there is change in attitude, the Lord may hold back for a little longer.
那么这并不意味着说就是2006年2007年一定是绝对的这个世界的末日，如果人悔改的话，那么神呢会给我们更多的时间。
But we will be foolish to think there is a lot more time beyond 2007.
但是我们呢会欺骗我们自己，如果你以为2007年以后还会有很多的时间的话。
Now when we have a heart for China, a country of that size, and we are looking at 4 years if 2007 is right.
如果2007年是正确的话，那我们只有剩下四年的时间呢，来向我们的同胞来传福音呢。
那怎么不着急呢？How can we not be anxious?
我们怎么能不着急呢？
1.3 billion people, and we got 4 years, and everybody is sitting back very, very relaxed. Well, I'm the only crazy person around here because I'm not relaxed at all.
那么13亿人只有四年的时间。如果我们想要放轻轻松松来面对的话，怎么可能轻轻松松面对呢？是不是只有牧师一个人呢？是发疯呢？才去这么紧张呢？
Every day, people are passing away. We are rushing around with ambulances to rescue some folk that might not live for very long. And these people, eternal life is at stake here. All eternity is at stake. And who cares?
那么每一天呢，有多少人会失去永远生命的机会呢？可是我们却为一些其他的事情在忙忙碌碌。
I can only conclude that most Christians don't believe that time is short.
那么他只能够做这样的一个结论，可以想象的可能是绝大多数的基督徒呢都不相信说时间呢越来越不够用了，世界的末日快要到了。
Even more seriously, they don't believe that Jesus is real, that he is alive, that he is the savior of mankind.
那么很多的基督徒呢，看上去呢，好像也不完全相信主耶稣真的是全人类的主，是又真又活的主。
When we talk about people, not only we are talking about eternal life, we are saying that Jesus can do something for you in this life as well, not just in eternity.
当我们说到人的时候呢，我们说主耶稣呢不仅仅是可以给他们永生的机会，而且主耶稣在今生今世可以给他们带来很多很多的变化。
I just use those two examples of cripples.To show you that the spiritual lesson of it is that we are all crippled, born crippled, and it is Jesus who in this life can fix us up spiritually so that we can live in the fullness of life.
那么在一开始我们讲到的这两个例子里面，两个都是出生就是残障人的。那么实际上呢，这个带象征了我们所有的人。我们在这灵命里面呢，一出生也是残障的。只有主耶稣呢，能够使我们完全，好让我们呢能够有完全的灵魂呢，来过神要给我们的完全的生命。
Now, have you experienced what Jesus can do in your life?
你有没有经历到主耶稣在你的身上可以给你带来什么样子的变化？
If you don't experience anything that Jesus can do in your life, then obviously you've got nothing to give to China. So obviously, even if you are concerned, there's nothing you can do. You've got nothing to give.
因为如果你没有这样没有经历过的话，那么你也没有什么东西可以给我们在大陆的同胞。你也许呢，也就是因为这样的话，你对这个向大陆同胞传福音的事情呢，可能是无动于衷的。
He can take your crippled life, my crippled life, with one touch, and we are made whole.
主耶稣呢，可以把我们这样残障的人，可以把我们这样不完全的灵魂，用他的生命来接触了以后呢，我们可以变成完全的人，可以有完全的生命。
He can take our non-functional lives, sitting in a wheelchair, unable to function freely, and he makes new people in this life, not just in eternity in heaven sometime.
他在今生今世就可以像医治那个坐在轮椅里面的残障人一样，把我们能够给我们完全的生命，而且在来生呢，给我们永远的生命。
In the last few days, here in Sydney, I've been sharing my own experiences of what God has done with me. I know His power in my life.
那么在过去的几天里面呢，牧师跟在雪梨的很多朋友呢来分享神在他身上的作为。
In fact, even healing the sick is something by the grace of God I have also done, though I rarely talk about it.
那么让病借着神借着他也让病人能得到医治，但是呢他很少谈这些事情。
Through me, and I claim no healing gifts.Tumors have vanished into thin air after prayer.
对，牧师来说，他本人并没有这个医治的能力。
The existence of those tumors were confirmed on X-ray, and people were already booked in for the operation. When it came a few days later for the operation, there was no tumor to operate on.
但是神是有能力的。那些经过他祷告的，有一些病人呢，有他们身上有肿瘤的，但是呢，神医治这些病人。后来去拍这个X 光片的时候呢，身上的肿瘤已经消失了。
Compare two X-ray sheets. This one 2 weeks ago, this one, and there's no tumor there. One of them is so large in the abdomen of an elderly woman, just vanished into thin air.
那么一个老年的这个妇女的身上腹部呢有一个很大的一个肿瘤，但是两个礼拜以后呢，这个肿瘤就消失的无影无踪了。
Jesus, He can do something for us in every respect, physically, mentally, spiritually. The people in China need Him.
那么主耶稣呢是有这么大的能力，不仅在我们的肉身上面，在我们的灵魂里面，他能够有这么大的能力。中国的那些同胞呢，甚至是需要他。
Time is fast going, and I have to conclude.
我们时间不多了，那么我是做一个结论。
Maybe the only thing I have time left to speak about is how is this, what is the purpose of this operation to bring the gospel to China?
那么这个。我们把这个福音带到中国去的这个这一套的运作的目的在什么地方
？I want to take this a little bit beyond China.
我们想把这个呢，让大家的视线呢放得比中国更远一点的地方。
Our concern for China is not just a matter of patriotism.
我们向我们的同胞传福音，并不是只是因为我们爱我们的同胞，爱我们的国家。
Many people who have grown up in Hong Kong actually see China as a foreign country. That's the way they were taught to think under a colonial system.
那么很多呢，在这个香港长大的人呢，对于他们来说，中国呢是像一个另外一个国家一样。
That's why few Hong Kong people can speak Mandarin properly, because they were discouraged from even learning this kind of language.
所以说，香港人呢，他们讲国语呢讲得不好，因为他们从小的时候呢，就没有人鼓励他们来讲国语。
So for many of them, only now they begin to recognize China as a country.To which they belong.
那么到现在呢，他们才开始觉得呢，中国呢，原来是跟他们是一个国家，是他们所属于的。
And many Chinese people born overseas don't recognize China as their own country at all, because they know nothing about China.
那么有很多很多在海外出生的华人呢，对他们来说呢，中国对他们来说，他们根本就不了解。那么中国呢，对他们来说也是一个陌生的国家。
That includes our daughter. She grew up in England and in Canada. She doesn't know China.
那么牧师和圣母的女儿呢？他们的女儿是在英国和加拿大长大的，对中国呢，她是了解的不多的。
So when we went to serve in Hong Kong, we brought our daughter along, and to her is completely foreign.
那么当他们到香港去侍奉的时候呢，当他的女儿刚刚到香港的时候呢，觉得一切的东西呢都很陌生。
And as a matter of fact, she didn't like it. She kept saying, "When did we get back to Canada?"
她不喜欢香港，她说什么时候呢我们可以回加拿大
？Well, there is the difficulty. So why would such people be interested in bringing the gospel to China?
那么很多很多就像这样的人，出生在海外，在香港长大的人，他们为什么会对向中国传福音呢？有这么大的兴趣
？Let me tell you this very briefly.
那么简单的说一说
，China is the key to world evangelism. We are not evangelizing China just for its own sake.
那么中国呢，是福音向全世界广传的这个关键。
If my observations are not entirely incorrect, then I would say.That in this last day or these last days, God has China as the means for world evangelism.
那么，牧师个人的看法呢？如果是对的话，那么神在这个末日的这些年代里面呢，要用中国来打通这个向世界传福音的这样的一个局面。
You see, if we read the situation, Back in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 7, the Lord said to Israel, I chose you, not because you are a great nation.
那么在生命记第七章第七节的时候呢，神对以色列说，我选择你，并不是因为你是最强大的一个人民。
But because you are the fewest, the smallest, the fewest of the peoples of the earth.
因为呢，你是最小的，在地面上面是最小的一个民族。
They were chosen not because they were exceptional in size or any other respect. It's just because they were so insignificant in the world.
那么以色列呢，之所以被神所拣选，是因为呢，是非常的不起眼，因为是最小的一个。
That is the principle in which the Lord works. He takes people who seem to be insignificant and he makes them the channel of his life to people.
因为神就是这样的，他把那些不起眼的人所不重视的东西呢和人呢来应用，来使呢作为他自己恩典的这个渠道。
So the Savior of the world in God's purpose came from this insignificant little people.
所以说呢，这个世界的救主呢也是在神的计划里面就来到这样的一个很小的一个民族的中间。
But now we're in the last days.
那我们现在呢，已经是进入到了世界的最后的日子。
And I have watched how God has prepared China for the task. Now the largest nation in the world is going to be given the task of bringing the gospel to the rest of the whole world because time is short and you need many.
那么在这个牧师的观察下面呢，他说在过去的几十年里面呢，神是怎么样的来准备中国。那么在这个世界末日的这个年代里面呢，要借着中国把福音呢传向全世界的各地。
I've watched how God has dealt with China through the whole of the 20th century, for example.
那么在上一个世纪里面，神是怎么样来这个准备中国的呢？
Through war after war, suffering after suffering,He tilled the ground. He dug deep with furrows into the ground of China.
那么一次又一次的战争，一次又一次的这个运动，就好像一个耕地的这个犁一样，把这个中国的土地呢，一次又一次的耕耘。
Everything is turned over and over and over again.
那些土地呢，被翻过来又翻过来。
How much suffering?
多少的这个
How much pain?
多少的这个这个折磨。
And I've lived through a whole big section of that. I can tell you as eyewitness of it.
那么牧师的前半生呢，也经历过了很多这个方面的灾难和痛苦。
I've been eyewitness to war right on the streets in front of my place.
那么就在他当年住的家的地方，他就看见了这个战争的发生。
I've seen soldiers march in, march out right through the street in front of our apartment.
在他们家住的地方的前面呢，就看到了军队进进的出出。
I stood up on the housetop,
在这个房顶上面
，refusing to sleep so I could watch the battle for Shanghai all night.
就可以看到了这个军队呢，为了要占领这个上海，来互相打的这样的情景。
I've heard the screaming of artillery shells.
听到这个炮弹飞进上海的这个声音。
I've watched bombs coming right down in front of my eyes as it went down in Shanghai Beijing, the railway station, killing thousands as the bombs came down.
看见了这个天上掉下来的炸弹，炸死在上海北站那个地方成千的人。
All this I've watched the people suffer.
这些呢，他都看见了，看见我们的同胞呢受这个痛苦。
I watched the nationalist soldiers retreat out of Shanghai, marching in demoralized formation out down the street.
看见了在日本的进攻下面的国军呢从上海撤退。
And the communist army coming in.
在共产党军队进来的时候呢，国军怎么样从上海撤退？
Being foolish and foolhardy, I went out in the street when the fighting was still going on because I wanted to have a closer look.
如果他想要仔细看一看的时候，在外面还在打仗的时候，他跑到外面去看。
There was a pillbox, you know, a concrete defense position at the crossroad just outside our place.
因为在他们家的那个外面的十字路口那个地方呢，有一个碉堡。
I went out and pretty nearly got myself shot.
那么差一点呢，就被那个碉堡里面的枪打中。
So, I saw the suffering from the Japanese invasion, from the civil war, and all these things. Our own family was torn to pieces as a result.
那么看到了这个抗日的战争，还有我们国内的内战，那么他们自己的家庭呢，也是因为这个战争呢而被这个分裂掉了。
I can say quite frankly, I have never known family life.
那么对他对牧师来说呢，早年呢，他根本就不知道他们这个家庭生活是怎么样。
My father, being a patriot, was off to the war against Japan.
那么他的这个父亲呢，是一个爱国的这个战士呢，这个抗日的时候呢，就跑去打日本人。
When he came back.I didn't recognize him. I didn't know this is my father. And most of my youth had passed by then.
那么抗战结束了以后呢，他的父亲回来的时候呢，他根本就不认识他的父亲。
We spent more or less a few months together before the civil war. He had to go off to his other government duties.
那么他在家里面没有待几个月，那么这个内战又爆发了，又出去打内战。
Either this time or that, my mother was gone in one direction or another. There was no such thing as family life.
那他的母亲呢，为了养家糊口呢，也是在外面忙碌，根本就谈不上什么家庭的温暖。
But what we suffered, what I suffered, is absolutely nothing compared to what multitudes of Chinese people have suffered.
那牧师说呢，他们这一家所经历过的那一些，和其他的同胞所经历的呢，根本就没有办法相比。
Is there some purpose in this?
那么我们中国人受了这么多的苦难，这么多的折磨，里面有没有什么目的呢？
When I met the great servant of the Lord, whom I had the privilege to live with for a few months, when he met me, he said, you know, Brother Chang, the Lord knows what he is doing with China.
那么在他这个牧师跟另外一个神的仆人啊在一起居住的时候呢，那么这一位仆人对牧师说呢，说啊这个张弟兄啊，你知道不知道神是怎么样来准备中国的呢？
He said, China is God's vineyard. This is his place.
他说呢，中国呢是神州，是神的这个土地，是神的这个葡萄园。
嗯，说得好，神州 ，God's country。In fact, that's a Chinese name for China, which was not invented by Christians, by the way.
那我们中国人的这个古称呢，我们的土地是神州，这个名字不是我们基督徒给起的。
Indeed, and he said, now God has let all the missionaries go. There are no more missionaries in China.Now he is going to raise up a generation of his people in China.
那么共产党来了以后呢，把所有的外来的这个传道士呢，全部都赶出去了。那么这个弟兄说呢，说你知道不知道，神要在中国人中间呢，兴起一般传福音的人。
When the missionaries left China, and around 1950, I think the last missionary I knew left in 51.There were about 2 million Christians in the whole of China.
那么在1950年、51年的时候呢，这个所有的。外来的传教士呢都被赶走了。当时呢，中国有大概200万的基督徒。
After 50 years of suffering,
那么50年在共产的暴政下面的折磨呢
？The estimated number of Christians today in China is between 50 and 80 million.
那么按照今天的这个计算呢，在中国呢，我们有5000万到8000万的这个基督徒。
And they are increasing every day, more people are coming to the Lord.
那么这个在中国呢，基督徒的这个人数呢是天天都在增长，有更多的人来信耶稣。
Not to mention party members, Communist Party members are coming to the Lord in large numbers.
那么有很多很多的共产党的党员都来信耶稣
，including my cousin.
他的一个
堂弟
也是共产党员，也来信耶稣。
In fact, he wanted to be publicly baptized, even of danger to him. He said, "No, I'm not going to do it in secret. I want to be baptized where I can be seen."
那么他洗礼的时候呢，他要公开的洗礼，虽然呢很危险，他说他不怕，他要公开的接受洗礼。
Multitudes are turning to the Lord, but there is nobody to lead them, nobody to teach them. Sheep without a shepherd.
那么在中国呢，有成千上万的人来信耶稣，但是呢，在他们中间呢，能够领导他们、能够带领他们的人太少了，就好像羊群没有牧羊人一样。
It is a very urgent situation.
是一个非常非常急迫的一个事情。
I think our time is gone. I need to close.
我们时间快到了，我们要结束了。
There's one thing more briefly is that the Chinese people are rather like the Jews. That's comparison. Jews may be the smallest nation, China the biggest nation, but they have so much in common. It's surprising.
那跟犹太人比起来，实际上我们中国人呢是跟他们非常相像的。虽然我们呢是全世界最大的一个民族，他们是最小的一个民族，我们有很多很多共同的地方。
I sometimes wonder whether somehow secretly we back far away we came from the same race, from the same stock.
牧师有的时候想一想呢，说是不是也许可能很久很久以前呢，实际上我们可能是不是也是犹太人呢，从他们那一族分过来的呢
？As I mentioned, I lived in Israel for a time as a student. I've been there many times, and I noticed that there are strong similarities between them and us.
那么对这个他说当时他在以色列念书的时候，还有后来每一次回去的时候，仔细的观察都发现呢，我们中华民族呢跟犹太民族呢，真的是有很多很多相像的地方。
Let's take one example: doing business. Wherever there is business to be made, there will be Jews and even more Chinese.
那么说这个经商的能力，只要世界上能够有赚钱的地方，那个地方一定有犹太人。但是呢，比犹太人更多的就是中国人，一定会有中国人在赚钱。
The one place the Jews cannot make much money is in China.
那么这个犹太人呢，有一个地方赚不到钱呢，就是在中国犹太人赚不到钱。
Because they run into their own kind.
那么因为呢，中国人呢跟他实在是太像了，竞争太强了。
You know, the Jews love to study. They like to do all, you know, they just study. So do the Chinese.
所以犹太人呢非常非常重视子女的教育。我们中国人跟他们是完全一样。
You look out here, all these are Chinese scholars. Our church in Montreal are full of PhDs. And when I lead the Bible study, I have PhD in chemistry, PhD in physics, PhD in mathematics, all around. There's a wonderful Bible study we have in Genesis. We can really get going. I can tell you, once they get going, that Bible study really catches fire.
那么他说呢，他我们中国人里面呢，也是学者很积极。他说在他们在加拿大的这个查经班里面，这很多很多都是博士，化学博士、物理博士。
As a matter of fact, in our church, we hardly have anybody just with a bachelor's degree. It will be at least a master's, if not more.
那么在他们那个教会里面呢，可能每一个人都至少有一个硕士的学位。
And some of these have multiple doctorates.
有的人呀，博士学位都还有好几个。
Doctor of Medicine, Doctor of Philosophy, PhD, and on and on goes. Just a whole list of degrees. But that's just like the Jews.
那么这个情况呢，跟犹太人呢也是很像很像的。
The Jews have very strong family connections. Well, that I don't have to comment on among the Chinese.
犹太人的血统关系观念呢非常非常的强，我们中国人也是一样。
As a matter of fact, it's very hard to think of a major difference between us.
那么真的把这两个民族拿来比一比的话，很多方面呢实在太相像，基本上没有什么不同的地方。So
is there anything surprising that in the last days he has prepared a nation very much like that nation that he first called back, as we mentioned in Deuteronomy, prepared this large nation to bring the gospel to the ends of the earth?
当我们想这些事情的时候呢，就不觉得奇怪了。如果神在这个世界末日的这些年代里面呢，要用一个跟他当年所呼召的这个最小的民族，很相像的一个大的民族，去把福音呢传到天涯海角。In
fact, there is already a movement in the churches in China, which is called the Back to Jerusalem movement. Back to, it's like they are going home.
那么在这个中国的教会里面呢，现在也有一个新的这样的一个潮流，叫做回到耶路撒冷这样的一个潮流。
You can hear that call through the churches. They are preparing to bring the gospel to the whole world and especially to Jerusalem.
那么很多很多的基督徒呢，他们有这个愿望，要把这个福音呢传到全世界的各个角落。更重要呢，把福音呢带回到耶路撒冷去。
I've traveled through most of the world. I've never heard that anywhere else except in China.
那么他牧师呢，在全世界很多很多地方他都去过，在其他地方呢都没有听说过有这样子的想法，只有在中国有人有这样的想法。
And what about us?
那么我们在澳洲的基督徒，我们又怎么样呢？
Are we ready to move?
我们要不要动呢？
We need in these last days total mobilization, as I mentioned on Friday.
我们在这个末日的时候呢，全部的华人教会呢，要有全民总动员。
Unless we mobilize everyone, and even if we did that, we scarcely have enough to bring the gospel back to China.
就算我们把所有我们教会的人都带回中国去的话，可能都不够来把福音传给全国的这个同胞。
If every committed Chinese Christian was ready to move back into China, I don't think we would have more than a few hundred thousand people.
那么如果全世界的在外面的这个信主的为主效忠的这个基督徒都回到这个大陆去的话，也不过只有几十万。
As I talked to Brother Mark the other day after Friday Bible study about this 移民传道, and I thought about it later. If we had 1 million, which is a pipe dream, of course, if we had 1 million people going back into China with the gospel, what would be the ratio of 1 million to 1,300 million?
如果有100万从这个海外的到中国去传福音的传教士的话，那么这100万跟13亿相比之下呢，这个比例实在是也是大得令人害怕。
That means every one of you, if you were part of that 1 million people, you would have to reach 1,300 people just to reach the whole country.
那么就是，如果是我们是这100万中间里面的一个的话，你要向1,300多个人传福音的话，每个人都传这么多的话，才能够把中国13亿人都给他们机会听到福音。
And if we could add it in, to make up this 1 million, because no way we'll have 1 million from overseas, every Christian in China capable of preaching to make up that 1 million, we still have to face the reality that each person will have to reach within the next 4 years 1,300 persons each.
那么如果是把海外的这些所有的这些爱主的基督徒加起来，再加上这个中国大陆的那些能够讲、能够传福音的这些人，如果能够凑成这100万的话，那么也是要在这不多的时代、今后的不多的年份里面呢，要把这个福音传给每一个人，要传1,300多个人。
Mind-boggling, isn't it? How can it be done?
这么大的任务，怎么能够才能够做得到呢？
And yet, when I come to Australia or to Canada, wherever all these first world countries, nobody seems to care very much.
那么牧师呢，觉得非常的难过呢，就是当他来到这些属于第一世界的像这个像加拿大、像澳洲这样的国家里面呢，很多很多的基督徒呢，都对于这样的事情呢感到无动于衷。
I confess to you, sometimes I'm very discouraged.
那么令真的是令他非常非常的泄气。
So discouraged, in fact, that I don't want to preach either in Australia or Canada, I confess to you.
那么非常非常的泄气呢，他都不愿意到像加拿大和澳洲这样的地方来讲道。
But I will just trust the Lord that He will do something.
那么他这次来呢，他也相信呢，主呢要借着他呢，在我们的心里面呢来动工。
In fact, if it was not the persistent invitation of Pastor James and Sister Kathleen and the few co-workers in Sydney, in Melbourne, I wouldn't have come at all, to be very, very honest with you. Because the good life, the good living has corrupted us to the point we don't care.
那么如果要不是牧师和牧师和何师母还有一般的弟兄姐妹啊拼命的喊他来的话，他这次都不会来的。因为呢这个在西方的这个第一世界的这个优越的条件里面呢，我们都变得很懒惰了。
I will go to the poor countries where they want to hear the gospel, but not to the rich countries.
当那些贫穷的国家，那些国家的人，他们都非常的渴望听到福音。
Forgive me for being so honest.
那么请大家原谅呢，啊，牧师说这一番的话。
But I really want to say, share with you the pain in my heart.
但是呢，真的是我们的无动于衷呢，使他感到难过。
The conversation is about the business, about further studies, about getting another few more degrees. I just have no desire to get into that kind of discussion.
那么听到我们基督徒呢所谈论的呢，都是谈在谈生意，谈啊这个怎么样的再多念几个学位，好这个对他来说呢不是很感兴趣的。
Let's be frank. If you can get more degrees, so can I. Why shouldn't I be doing it?
那么如果你可以多得几个学位的话，他也可以多得几个学位。
When my professor in London offered me to do the doctorate, I turned it down, and he thought I was crazy.
那么当他在伦敦的这个大学里面的导师呢叫他去继续来读博士学位的时候呢，他拒绝了，他导师以为他呢 是这个啊疯了。
I didn't apply to do the doctorate. He was the one urging me to do it.
他不想读，但是是他的导师想要叫他读。
My heart was elsewhere. What do I want to do with all this?
因为他的心不在这个地方，他就算去读博士又有什么用呢？
I'm simply burning to get out there with the gospel. I can't sit there doing this to get a degree for myself.
他恨不得早一点出来呢，去传福音，读这么多的学位又有什么用呢？
But then maybe I'm the only crazy guy around this.
是不是只有他一个人才是这么疯狂的呢？
So, again, ask your forgiveness for being so straightforward and frank, but I hope you understand what's in my heart.
那么虽然呢牧师说了很多刺痛我们的话，但是希望大家能够原谅他，也要希望大家能够理解他心里面所想的这一番事情。
I shall ask Reverend David to close for us in prayer.
好，那我们一起来低头祷告。